Welcome to the audio description introductory information for the production Hans and Gret, presented by Windmill Theatre Company and Sandpit Productions. This is presented in association with the Adelaide Festival 2023. Part teenage fever dream, part dystopian nightmare, Hans and Gret reinvents the classic fairy tale for a new generation. When Hans and Gret's mum arrives home from a radical health retreat, with the years literally shaved off her, their lives are thrown into chaos. As parents become teenagers again and kids all over the community start disappearing, the pair are led down a seductive forest path that will see them leave everything they know behind. The audio describers for this production will be myself, Carol Wellman Kelly, and Jules Filkey. The Queen's Theatre has been transformed into a proscenium theatre. As you enter the theatre, there is a large tiered bank of seating of approximately 30 rows divided by a central aisle on your right, with the performance area to your left. The interior beams and pillars of the theatre are exposed with lighting rigged on large horizontal trusses or scaffolding high above the playing space. Once seated, the audience can see six structural pillars which frame the space, three on either side, with a strong white light shooting up the front surface from a lamp at the foot of each pillar. This gives them the appearance of a forest of tall, pale tree trunks. The central feature of the set is a large house-shaped structure, a rectangular box with a pyramid roof. This structure, 6 metres high at the apex of the roof and approximately 5 metres wide by 5 metres deep, sits on a revolving platform, one step up about 50 centimetres above the theatre floor. The house is divided in half lengthwise with a full height wall. This back wall contains two doors, one at either end, through which the characters enter and exit. When the house revolves 180 degrees, the other half of the house is revealed, often with a change of scene or environment. The front wall of the house has a single central door. Action also takes place in the space between your seats and the house on the theatre floor in front of you. It's approximately 8 metres wide by 3 metres deep. Areas on either side beyond and between the pillars are dark, and characters appear mysteriously from these places at times during the play. The unique thing about the house is that it appears to be made entirely of a mirrored surface, and we can see ourselves in the audience reflected back in the mirror. That is, until fluoro lights which outline the interior walls of the house are switched on. Now the entire house becomes transparent, and through the clear walls the action inside becomes magically visible. The action begins in Hans and Gret's family dining room, containing a long 50s-style Laminex top table and four chairs. The house then revolves and becomes a dress shop at the mall, with a clothes rack laden with garments standing in the centre of the room. Next, a hairdressing salon with large pink neon letters down the front door that read, "Cut hair very good." Two black hairdresser stools on long silver stands face us inside the room. Later, the house revolves to become a therapist's waiting room with a series of four connected chairs, a potted palm, and a wall photo of a tabby cat hanging by its front paws from a tree. The poster reads, "Hang in there." When the house revolves, the characters leave the waiting room and re-enter the next room, the therapist's room, which is identical except that the chairs have been replaced by a cream modern couch and a white high-backed contemporary lounge chair with sleek wooden arms. On various occasions, the space is defined in the pyramid ceiling like an attic of the house and becomes a laboratory with clear plastic hoses and medical drips on frames hanging about. Behind us, towards the end of the play, a series of projected patterns light up. An undulating blue line, a jagged red line, and an irregular green line tracing cliffs and troughs all wiggle across the back wall. These can be seen reflected in the mirrored house. The final scene is inside the witch's house, where the bare, sterile room has a steel vat with a large opening at the top, standing in the centre of the room. It has a small steel mobile trolley with two shelves in the front right corner. A computer sits on the top shelf and a mannequin head on the one below. Characters and costumes. Gareth Davies plays the witch and has a glossy mass of light auburn-coloured shoulder-length hair. Initially, the upper portion of the hair is pulled back into a man bun. Later, it hangs out straight. He wears a creamy white linen suit and white button shirt with a string of pale large guru beads strung around his neck. He wears white Nike sneakers with the black Nike swoosh or tick branding on the side of the shoe. Joe Stone plays the roles of mum and the hairdresser. Her long dark hair has a central part and is pulled up into a high ponytail. As mum, she wears large gold hooped earrings, a lavender-coloured open neck shirt and sleeves rolled up at the cuffs. She wears dark green pleated trousers with a brown belt and white court shoes. In the scene at the school formal, she wears a sleeveless 60s-style swing dress that features a large black diamond on the front and back that stretches from edge to edge, meeting at the sides around the waist. The upper half of the dress is white, the lower half dark green, and her ankle-length boots are also the same green. They have chunky heels. As the hairdresser, her wild blonde hair is long and untidy. She wears a short, sleeveless, figure-hugging black-and-white dress with a plunging neckline. A red stylus tool belt hangs around her hips. She wears grey socks and white scuff slippers. Jim Smith plays three roles, those of dad, hairdresser, and security. Jim has short brown hair and a tightly clipped beard and moustache. As dad, he wears a bottle green polo shirt, light brown trousers, a watch on a brown leather watch band, a brown belt, and lace-up shoes. To the school formal, he wears a black suit over a white dress shirt, a black bow tie, black leather belt, and black polished shoes. As the hairdresser's husband, Jim wears dark sunglasses, a knotted handkerchief on his head, and a grubby white sleeveless singlet and apron over his large belly. His red tracksuit pants are a little too short in the leg, above black socks and white plastic slides. The security men wear black caps and dark glasses, black polo shirts and paramilitary-style pants with lots of pockets, a belt and heavy black boots. They carry futuristic laser machine guns that can sling across their shoulders on a strap. Antoine Jelk has brown wavy hair and a long fringe parted to the side. He has a slight hint of a beard on his face and plays three roles, those of Wally, the therapist, and a security guard. As Wally, he wears jeans, a pale grey t-shirt, and a knee-length black open dust coat with black socks and white leather lace-ups with long pointy toes. As the leader of the wolf pack, he dons the grey wolf mask made of rough textured plaster. The mask features long pointed triangular ears, dark slits for eyes, and long pointy snout-like nose with whiskers to the sides. As the therapist, Antoine adds a medical coat to his existing outfit. Tamika Lawler plays Gret, and she's got wispy long white blonde hair and a fringe. She's tall and slim and wears her school uniform, a long-sleeved orange shirt under a sleeveless bright green knitted vest and a yellow and brown skirt that has square box pleats and is made in large houndstooth checked fabric. Her socks are bright green and worn with black school shoes. To the formal, she wears mid-blue overall onesie with long sleeves and a zip up the front, pulled in at the back with elastic. Her bright red pull-on elastic boots have soles that slightly flare out at the sides. Dylan Miller plays Hans. He has short, thick black hair parted on the side, shaved short at the sides with a long, heavy fringe and sideburns, a small moustache and dark, heavy eyebrows. His school uniform features shorts in the same check material as Gret's skirt. His short-sleeved orange shirt is open and worn over a lime green t-shirt. He also has bright green socks and black school shoes. Emily Liu plays Sim, Gret's girlfriend, and a character called the Doubling. She has long, voluminous black hair that reaches past her shoulders. She wears a school uniform identical to that worn by Gret. Later, she wears the same mid-blue overalls as Gret. As the Doubling, Sim's mum. She has shoulder-length brown hair and wears a multicoloured shirt tucked into tiny denim shorts. We meet her sipping on a smoothie in a long, tall plastic cup. Chrissy Page has naturally curly grey hair in a short bob. At the beginning of the show, she introduces us to the unique technology you'll use later in the performance. She wears clinical white shirt and trousers, and later she plays a mother suckling a child in the shadows of the bad part of town, the Old Woods. Her final role is Old Gret. Here, she wears Gret's blue overalls and red boots and has striking long white blonde hair that waterfalls all the way down to her knees. Additional cast members act as chorus: May Sim, Georgia Polishko, and Zara Blight play teenagers attending the school formal. These clone girls wear the same frock in three different colours. One is pink, another cream, and the third a black version of the same checked chiffon fabric. The dresses have scooped necklines, oversized large puff sleeves, a fitted bodice, and a short flared skirt, teamed with nude tights, short cream-coloured boots with a high, chunky heel. Their hair is long and flips around as they jerk their heads from side to side. Stella Byrne and Chloe Dowd play wolves in the pack. They wear grey wolf masks over their faces, a t-shirt with a fake suit printed on the front, and long tartan shorts, grey hoodie, black sweatshirt and sweatpants with black and yellow banded socks and black boots. The cast. The witch is played by Gareth Davies, mum and hairdresser Joe Stone, dad, hairdresser and a security guard Jim Smith, Wally, therapist and a security guard, Antoine Jelk, Gret, played by Tamika Lawler, Hans, by Dylan Miller, Sim and Doubling, Emily Liu, Old Gret, played by Chrissy Page. An additional cast consists of May Sim, Georgia Polishko, Zara Blight, Stella Byrne, and Chloe Dowd. Production credits. The writer is Lally Katz. The original concept was by Rose Myers. The director is Claire Watson. Designer, Jonathan Oxlade. Lighting designer, Richard Varb. Sound system designer, Brendan Wolfe. Dramaturg, Sam Haran. Movement consultant, Larissa McGowan. And stage manager, Bridget Samuel. The audio described performance is on Saturday the 11th at March at 2 p.m. with a sensory tour that begins at 1 p.m. The audio describers will deliver a live commentary via a personal headset, providing information on the visual elements of the performance as it unfolds. Please request headsets when booking to ensure availability. Headsets can be collected in the foyers or from the audio describers in each venue near box office from 1 hour prior to the show. A receiver and earpiece will be provided for you to use to hear the audio description during the performance. The production takes place at the Queen's Theatre at the junction of Playhouse Lane and Gillies Arcade, Adelaide. Booking access tickets. These can be booked via email at access@adelaidefestival.com.au or by phoning 1300 393 404. The running time of the performance is 1 hour and 15 minutes with no interval. The recommended age for this performance is 13 plus. Please note this show contains drug references, sexual references, mild coarse language and adult themes, strobe lighting effects, loud noise and theatrical haze. For more information on access, please contact Adelaide Festival on 1300 393 404 or visit the website www.adelaidefestival, all one word, .com.au/accessibility/general-access. For further details on best access route to the theatre, assistance will also be offered by the venue staff. That is the end of this audio introduction.